It's Monday, November 17, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. IPCMP John Lomuton has criticized Parliament's decision to go on early recess, insisting it contradicts the official session calendar. Mouton said the procedure used bypassed required rules, highlighting that Parliament must follow Rule 10 to make any early recess valid. He accused the majority of using the break for election campaign rather than legislative duties and reaffirmed IPC's commitment to principled oversight and the rule of law.
We need to serve the people, and that is not in the best interest of the people. And secondly, we don't agree with the ruling of the Speaker. She did not follow the right procedure. She should have used Rule 10, which allows a motion to come forward, and then the Parliament will vote on a 75%. If they get 75%, which is two-thirds majority, the ruling can pass. And as a party rooted in the rule of law, we believe that the right procedure should be followed for decisions to be made.
Windhoek fails to formally accept 750 million earmarked for the informal settlement development, prompting the Rural and Urban Development Ministry to reallocate the funds. The project included formalizing 16 townships, creating 5,000 serviced erven, 5,000 affordable housing units, and 250 ablution facilities, with completion expected by February next year. Social justice activist Herbert Jauch.
It's indeed shocking. It is a reflection of a bureaucracy at the city of Windhoek that simply doesn't care about the plight of the poor. When funds are available and then bureaucratic bundling means they can't get their act together, the funds can't be transferred and the funds are eventually lost to the city for informal settlement upgrading is really despicable. The lack of urgency shown by the city of Windhoek in this regard cannot be condoned, and there should be severe consequences.
To South Africa now, where the DA has welcomed the upgrade of South Africa's credit rating by S&P for the first time since August 2005. The DA's Wendy Alexander says the BB rating is a clear sign of a positive outlook, which is further confirmed that South Africa, under the government of national unity, has new fiscal credibility.
South Africa is still two upgrades away from being rated as an investment grade by the S&P, and we must maintain the momentum to ensure that the other three big credit agencies follow suit. Our investment grade rating could, over time, reduce the cost of servicing our debt, which is currently taking up almost 22 cents to every rand we collect.
In continental news, approximately 30 people were killed at a semi-industrial copper mine in southeastern Congo on Saturday when a bridge collapsed. An official told Reuters that the death toll had risen to 49, with 20 others hospitalized in critical condition following the incident at the Kalando mining site in Lualaba province. Artisanal mining remains a major livelihood in Congo, employing up to 2 million people and supporting more than 10 million indirectly. To the U.S. now, where President Donald Trump has issued an executive order exempting a wide range of food products, including coffee, bananas, and beef, from his broad tariff measures. The decision comes amid growing pressure over rising consumer prices. Although Trump previously downplayed cost of living concerns, he has shifted focus following the Republican Party's disappointing results in recent elections. The exemption list spans dozens of items, from avocados and tomatoes to coconuts and mangoes, with the administration stating that these products cannot be produced domestically in sufficient quantities. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.